Really tough situation in Venezuela. Tens of thousands of people are still missing there under the rubble after the twin earthquakes that rocked the capital of Caracas and other portions of the country. 1,500 people almost have died. 3,000 have been hurt. But rescuers are finding survivors, including an 18-day-old baby and the child's mother. More from ABC's James Longeman in Caracas, who says aftershocks are still happening.
When the aftershock hit, everyone just went running down this street to get away. We're being moved away from here because obviously we're still surrounded by tall buildings. Now, over this weekend, 33 people were miraculously found inside the rubble. That is spreading a sense of hope in Venezuela that other people could be found. But right now, there are still 47,000 names on missing lists.
47,000. And so far, they know of 13,000 that have been located but are now without a place to live. That is a big number. They expect that number to grow as well. 60,000 buildings damaged or destroyed. ABC's Madam Weil spoke to a restaurant owner in Pasadena, scrambling like many across America to help loved ones back home.
Well, it's been like no sleeping.
Sleepless nights and constant phone calls, checking in on her family.
It's very tough to be strong.
Jessica says she's now collecting donations, welcoming people to drop off shelf-stable food, toiletries, sleeping bags, blankets, gloves, masks, and first aid.
And among those that are hoping to help back home, William Contreras, Jackson Churio, and Coach Nestor Corredor of the Brewers, they're from Venezuela. And they held a really cool event today, a relief drive. WTMJ's Adam Roberts was there, and he's back with us. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's really remarkable, this United for Venezuela emergency relief effort that began today. It's at Blessed Sacrament Church, south side of Milwaukee, about 41st in Oklahoma. So to paint into perspective, the earthquakes, both of them, happening 5 days ago. So we're not even a week removed from this unspeakable disaster. Within 5 days, this crew, pun intended, with Churio, Contreras, Corridor, and several others as well, has already mobilized. So I was out there at the church today, and when I got there, it was about 11:30 this morning. Already, cars were lining up around the block, stretching onto Oklahoma Avenue, of just everyday people dropping off non-perishable food items, water bottles, and other things I'll touch on in a moment. Was also excited to see and happy to see several other brewers as well. You had Abner Uribe there. If you text watch, I took some photos from the event today, and Abner, though he is from the Dominican Republic, was seen with a Venezuelan flag in solidarity with his teammates. Bryce Terang, Sal Freelich, Christian Yelich, and Jared Koenig were also there today. It was billed as a bit of a meet and greet with Churio and Contreras, but when I had arrived, they were already hard at work, packing up boxes, taping up packages, moving things around. So very, very busy, but they did hold some avails later, including Nestor, who you mentioned, John, who is a coach for the team, but he's also a big advocate for the Latin American players on the roster, speaking on behalf of Jackson and William here.
You don't have idea what this means for our country. Since the situation happened, we're getting videos, messages, like asking for help. A lot of people believe in us. A lot of people thinking that we can help, and we can do it without you guys.
Yeah, Nestor, he bridges the communication and cultural gap on the coaching staff, and he's Venezuelan too. So it's just amazing that he was speaking on behalf of Contreras and Churio. That's so amazing.
You know what I was also thinking about, and I mentioned this when I was there to some of the people I was talking to, but 3 months ago, Churio and Contreras were on Team Venezuela in the World Baseball Classic going up against their teammate Bryce, who was on Team USA. And so full circle moment here, and it really was wall-to-wall people donating, again, not just food and water, but also think about the infrastructure being completely dismantled in a country already going through political turmoil. We're talking about needs for just simple housing and shelter, tents, backpacks, things like that, shovels to help people dig through these piles of rubble that are still out in so many of these neighborhoods that have just been completely demolished.
That's so nice. And we can donate through Friday, correct?
Yeah, actually, it's through early next week. So it was supposed to be just through this Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., which is still the case. You can go out to the church any day this week during that window of time. But Daryl Maureen, who is the head of Forward Latino, the group that's putting this on, said they've gotten people from even out of state wanting to donate to their cause. So they've actually extended the window into early next week as well. Same time windows. And they're hoping to send donations to Venezuela within a couple of weeks.
So, Julia, you raised a really interesting point in the morning meeting when we were talking about this, about how they're actually asking for items, and some of them bulky. And usually they just ask for cash. And then a lot of times they'll take the cash and buy the items on location because they don't have to ship it there. But the infrastructure has been so severely damaged and the economy is so bad, I read that there aren't places left standing where you can buy blankets or you can buy water bottles or you can buy things like that. So how unusual that they're actually collecting these big items and they're going to ship it to Venezuela.
And there's an entire list, right, Adam, of what they want?
There is, and it's pretty extensive. Here's a little bit from Daryl earlier.
If you have it within your means to purchase a tent, to purchase sleeping bags, lanterns, flashlights, batteries, all that is very much appreciated.
So the list, as I mentioned, is quite long. We'll have that for you in full on WTMJ.com a little bit later this afternoon. But and in this sort of situation, I don't think they'll turn away basically anything.
Yeah.
Anything that is within reason. Like
that can be helpful.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's interesting because you mentioned they both played, the two of them and the coach on the Venezuelan team in the World Baseball Classic. And it's interesting because Churio over the weekend paid tribute to Venezuela on that chest protector he wore.
He did. Churio had the walk-up music.
I'm sorry, Contreras.
Yes,
I said.
No, yeah. That's fine. William Contreras, he also had a tribute. He was wearing Team Venezuela gear. You can see it right now. Text WATCH if you'd like to see it. WATCH to our Side Lemon Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620. And he wrote with a black Sharpie an inscription on his chest protector. And I'll translate it. It says, God bless Venezuela. We are united for Venezuela, praying for Venezuela. May faith be greater than fear. May peace come soon to our land. God help us.
Adam, was it a feeling more of sadness? Was it a feeling more of hope and optimism because of what they're trying to accomplish? What was the vibe?
I would say, first of all, not sad at all. This was a room full of people that really were just heads down, like, we've got a job to do today and we've got things that we need to get shipped out. I know we say a lot, especially around here, that Midwestern hospitality, and we see it with natural disasters even in our backyard, when people within a few minutes of a tornado rolling through or straight line winds busting down buildings in Horicon or wherever, that people are out in their trucks and they're moving and they're getting response. This was very much that same feeling. And I know it's a cliche, but cliches have basis in truth, and that was the case today.
And as I was getting ready for this, I was just expecting just those three and the fact that more Brewers players, of course they would.
Yeah.
Of course they would show up for this. That's
just
amazing.
A few hours ahead of first pitch tonight against Cincinnati, too. They had places to be.
All right, so one more time. If people wanted to make a donation, what's the easiest way for them to do that?
So the collections run all week, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. So it's just wrapped up about an hour ago for today, but you can go back out tomorrow. This is Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church, 41st in Oklahoma. It's on the city's south side. Pack your patience. The line will probably be a little bit shorter these next few days. We had Brewers players in the house today, so that'll draw a crowd. But you'll still want to make sure you give yourself some time. But there's plenty of people on staff pointing you where you need to go. Most of the collections will be in the basement of the church. So once you get into the parking lot, people will direct you where you need to go.
All right. Good stuff. WTMJ's Adam Roberts. Thanks, Adam.
Of course.